Feels like I haven't been here with you all for a very, very long time, so I missed you all, and it's good to be back. So today we have the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, and St. Thomas gets a really bad rep all the time because he's doubting Thomas. Like, he didn't believe the apostles when they said that Jesus was raised from the dead, but today I'd like to focus in on a detail from our gospel passage that I found kind of interesting as I was praying over the scriptures, and it might help us kind of shed a little bit more light on Thomas as just a person who is willing to be open even when he is doubting. So, and the verse that I'm kind of zeroing in on is where it says, "Now a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them." A week later. Other translations say 8 days, 8 full days later, and Thomas is still hanging out with the apostles. And what struck me as I was praying over the scripture is that that must have been kind of awkward, because Easter morning, all of his friends were freaking out that Jesus was raised from the dead. And Thomas was like, "I'm not buying this. I am not buying this." And so he's hanging out with 10 of his best friends still that for 8 full days have been freaking out over the fact that their friend died on a cross and is now walking around, living, and Thomas has chosen to still hang out with them. If I was Thomas, I would have run for the hills. If I didn't buy it, if I didn't really believe my friends, then I'd be like, my friends are completely out of their mind, and I'm going away where there's sane friends. But, you know, Thomas, even though he doubted, even though he did not believe the good news that Jesus was in fact alive, that the tomb was empty, and that meant that new life had come, he still persisted. He still stubbornly hung out with his friends, his fellow apostles. And what that can teach us, I think, is this, that doubt does not necessarily mean we have to run away from the church. Because I think a lot of people find themselves questioning something about the faith or wondering, is this really true? Is God real? Does he love me? Is Jesus really alive? Is he really living? And these questions are very good questions, and we should ask those questions. Questions aren't bad, but sometimes if we feel that little seed of doubt in our heart, then we think, well, this means that I can't be Christian. This means that I have to run away. This means I have to go away from all these people who perfectly understand and believe everything. First of all, that's not true. None of us believe and perfectly understand everything perfectly. We're all sinners. We're all broken. We're all learning about the faith. We're all growing closer and closer to the Lord. So my encouragement for anyone here that may be having some seeds of doubt, or for anyone in your life who may feel doubt, that we should stay close to the church, that we should hang out with our friends still, to be with the people who know Jesus, who do believe that Jesus is alive. And their faith will help us be strong. Their faith will help us to be open. And the church is the place where Jesus will again, 8 days later, or however long later, years later maybe, where he will pass through the locked doors again, the locked doors of our minds that may refuse to believe, and he will stand in our midst and say, "Peace be with you." And all of that time that we've spent doubting, all of that time we've spent questioning, all that wrestling, all that good wrestling, will prepare us. It will have prepared us to, like Thomas, say, "Okay, Jesus, I'm going to put my hands in your side. I'm going to put my fingers in your hands," which is kind of crazy and kind of gross. There's that beautiful, beautiful painting by Caravaggio where Thomas is, Jesus is opening up his side and Thomas is putting his hand in there. But that's the moment when he actually can say, "My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God." All of that time wrestling and doubting and questioning, 8 full days of spending time with the people who were freaking out and saying, "Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive." That moment came, and he was ready because of that. So don't be afraid of doubt. Don't be freaked out by doubt. It's part of the Christian life, I think, of going between periods of doubt and supreme certainty and just like a restfulness in the faith. So just, ask St. Thomas for your intercession. Ask him to help you to come to that place where you're able to say, "My Lord and my God."